New experiences. Sharing experiences allows us to create new memories together, keeping the relationship growing and keeping it from getting stale. Remember the hit single, Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes? The husband complains about how he and his lady have gotten into the same old dull routine. He loves her, but is bored with their relationship. It has become routine and stale. So he responds to a personal ad in the newspaper. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you're into champagne, sorry about the singing, and continues to describe activities that he wants to share with someone. When he finally meets the woman to whom he has responded, he is both surprised and delighted to see that she is his own lovely lady. He then says he didn't know that you liked pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. They laugh together, realizing they were both feeling the same way about their relationship, but did not know how to talk about it or change it.
Or otherwise I would have told you so.
This couple realizes that many of the activities they wanted to share with a fantasized new partner were actually very similar, but they had neglected to discuss or share them with one another. Although their midnight rendezvous had begun as an effort to escape boredom by finding someone new and exciting to share their lives with, they used this occasion as the start of a renewal in their own relationship. You might be surprised to discover that your mate has very interesting dreams and desires that he or she would love to experience with you. You are, after all, the person's chosen companion. Most of us enjoy newness in our lives, but when a married person looks for newness in someone rather than something, they could be setting themselves up for a fidelity pitfall. It makes more sense to explore new activities as a couple instead of finding a new person to share them with. During the course of marriage, you might try doing things together, but sometimes fall into a rut and do the same things over and over. If a couple's night out consists of watching TV on Saturday night or going to dinner and a movie week after week after week, it's easy for the couple to feel that the marriage is becoming routine and stale. Yet for a husband and wife to actually come up with and then try out new experiences might not be very easy. Old habits can be hard to break, and some couples just aren't used to creative thinking in this aspect of their lives. Take heart. Try it. You might like it. New experiences need not be exotic or expensive. Exploring the world together doesn't have to cost a lot of money. In terms of how it affects the quality of a marriage, partners can do just as well by going for drives or walks in new locations in their community or visiting local points of interest as they can by traveling halfway around the world or visiting a famous museum or shrine. Consider what Thoreau had to say about this in his essay on walking. Quote, an absolutely new prospect is a great happiness, and I can still get this any afternoon. Walking will carry me to as strange a country as I expect ever to see. A single farmhouse which I have not seen before is sometimes as good as the dominions of a king. Unquote. Many couples may have no interest in walking. That's okay. What counts is finding things to do or adventures to share that please the two of you. Look in your local paper for activities and find something that is free or inexpensive, or create your own. Visit a local factory, ask an artisan to show you how he creates beautiful objects of wood or glass. Go to a concert in the park or a lecture on a topic of interest. Visit several art galleries. Take a hike or bike ride, ending with a picnic. Watch the sunset from a mountaintop or a rooftop. The list of potentially interesting shared activities is limitless. All it really takes is a desire to discover or experience some facet of life together. Have you ever spent an evening watching a romantic movie and giving each other a full body massage with lotion? Not only is this very relaxing, it can be a delightful way to enhance intimacy. Be creative. Share with each other those things that you've always wanted to do and determine which ones might be worth pursuing together. Or simply follow through on a spontaneous, gee, that sounds like fun. Just do it. Who knows? Some couples might get a thrill from blasting each other for a couple of hours at a paintball gallery, while others would enjoy listening to a string quartet at the local college. It doesn't really matter what you do together. just as long as you spend time sharing your life. Taking the initiative to plan shared activities is a delightful, appropriate way for each of you to implement the golden rule in your relationship. Besides providing opportunities to enjoy life together, it gives both mates a chance to understand and appreciate their partners more fully. Another important reason for marriage partners to engage in new experiences is this. Because the activity is new to both of them, it helps them feel they are learning together and interacting on the same level instead of a superior or subordinate role, which can happen when either person has already had the experience and leads the way. The freshness of the new experience enhances the vitality of the relationship. For example, couples who have been married for many years and take up a new hobby together often experience a newness in their relationship, as this new shared activity regenerates their feelings for each other.